Checking high school sports last night. First girls regional volleyball play continued last night in Class 1A action. In Region 2, it was Arweva over Boyer Valley 3-2. In Region 3 in Class 1A, Sydney swept 3 from Nishnabotna. Fremont Mills took 3 in a row from East Mills. Mount Air over Bedford 3-0. And Stanton a 3-1 winner over Essex. In Class 1A Region 4, it was Adair Casey over Exira EHK 3-2. Audubon advanced with a 3-game sweep over Coon Rapids Bayard. Grandview Christian beat Guthrie Center 3-0, and Murray over East Union 3-2. In Class 2A play last night in Region 2, IKM Manning advancing with a 3-0 win over Northwest Webster. In Region 3 in Class 2A, St. Albert moved on with a 3-0 sweep over Underwood. Trainer took 3 straight from Southwest Valley. It was Tri-Center 3-1 over Missouri Valley, and West Central Valley beat Panorama 3-0. All those winners moving on in postseason volleyball play. Well, the high school football playoffs get underway tonight with action in all classes this evening. The Audubon Wheeler football team is preparing for an opening round playoff game tonight at home against Lawton Bronson. The Wheelers' only loss came back in week 4 of the season to fifth-ranked Logan Magnolia, while the Eagles' 3 losses came to Trainer, West Sioux, and Akron Westfield. Wheeler's co-head coach Sean Burks says he likes how his team has responded in the tough games, and he knows they'll have to continue that play to move on in the playoffs.
You know, we've made some nice progress. You know, we won comfortably against some teams we should have won comfortably against, and we grinded out a couple victories against some tough teams such as St. Albert and IKM Manning and AHSTW. So in Maple Valley, Antinoto was a better team than the score reflected. We just played really well that night. So, yeah, we're definitely coming on. Hopefully we can keep getting guys back and get guys healthy, and hopefully we can put the pieces together Wednesday night to come away with a win so we can advance.
Well, the Wheelers have a pretty balanced attack with running back Jake Mulkford running for over 1,700 yards and 26 touchdowns. Quarterback Tyler Reboff has thrown for over 1,000 yards and 16 scores. Coach Burke says it's extremely valuable to have a player like Mulkford that's so versatile, as well as so many other players that work hard to do their job. Audubon will face an Eagles offense that has a strong ground game. 3 players have rushed for over 450 yards. We'll have coverage of that game live tonight here on KJAN. That'll be our broadcast game tonight as Chris Parks and Seth Christensen will be along for the broadcast. Pregame at 6 and an hour-long pregame show. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Our playoff football coverage will actually get underway at 5:30 with our final weekly high school pick'em show called Who's Gonna Win? That's at 5:30 tonight. And you can listen to the game live on AM 1220, FM 101.1, as well as online at KJAN.com or on our mobile app. No video tonight. The Athletic Association doesn't allow us to stream live video of postseason games, so check us out on the radio. And also tonight, AHSTW wrapped up a 6-3 football season this past Friday night with a win over West Monona and a number 2 seed in the Class 1A District 1. The Vikings now turn their attention to the postseason with an opening round home game tonight against Ridgeview, the Raptors. The Vikings will try to find postseason success without their senior leader, Nathan Herbst, who went down with a season-ending injury on October 9th against Underwood. Herbst certainly will be missed after accounting for over 1,100 yards of offense and 18 touchdowns, but head coach Davis Pattee thinks his team has adjusted as well as they can.
We've gotten better every day, starting with the night he unfortunately went down. You know, it's always a shock when a starter at any position goes down, especially one that's kind of the quarterback of both the offense and the defense, so it's a major adjustment, but you know, we've really come a long way since then, and we're lucky to have RJ, someone that's extremely mature and a really intelligent young man, to be able to step into those shoes and give us his best.
Sophomore RJ Harris has stepped into the starting QB role and has gotten a couple of weeks under his belt. The Viking defense will be tested with slowing down a balanced Raptors attack led by QB Grant Anderson, who's thrown for over 1,500 yards and 16 scores. The Raptors' 2 losses have come to rated squads. Coach Pattee says his team will be ready to execute their traditional offense and defense and be ready to adjust as the game moves along. Kickoff 7 o'clock. I'll be over there for that game tonight, giving you some live updates throughout the evening. Now, the Exira EHK Spartans will play host to the East Mills Wolverines tonight in the first round of the playoffs in 8-man action. The Spartans have overcome adversity throughout the season, including injuries and a heartbreaking last-minute loss at second-ranked Newell Fonda. The Spartans hope that experience can help them to a strong postseason run. And kickoff is set for 7 o'clock in that game tonight as well. And our Rod Christensen will be on hand there to provide updates for us throughout the evening in that football game tonight. A complete look at the area football playoff matchups look like this. In Class 4A, Lewis Central is at Urbandale tonight. In 3A, Carlisle travels to Dallas Center Grimes. Harlan hosting Creston. Glenwood goes to Carroll. In 2A, Kemper Catholic is at South Tama. Shenandoah plays at East Sac County. In 1A, it's IKM Manning at Pocahontas Area, I-35 at Underwood, Missouri Valley at South Central Calhoun, Ogden at Panorama, Ridgeview is at AHSTW. In Class A, Bedford at Mount Air, Lawton Bronson at Audubon, that's our broadcast game. Also St. Albert at Akron Westfield and Woodbury Central at Logan Magnolia. And an eight-man tonight, East Mills at Exira EHK, Arweva at Coon Rapids Bayard, East Union is at Fremont Mills, Stanton at Glidden Ralston, and Twin Cedars is at Lenox. At 7-0, and with the top 10 ranking, the Iowa Hawkeyes are in the national conversation. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz wants his team to focus on the immediate future, and that's Saturday's home game against Maryland.
Right now, we've still got 42% of our season left and close to 63% of our Big Ten season left in terms of scheduling. So, you know, there's a lot of football left. And then the second thing is we just gave some illustrations from this past month, not including last Saturday, but last Saturday could include some games as well, just of quote-unquote upsets that take place in college football. And, you know, the point there is that, you know, as much as everybody wants to think they know what's going to happen or what should happen, you know, football is pretty unpredictable.
Ferentz says with more than half of the conference schedule yet to be played, there's no reason to even think what might happen down the road. The Hawkeyes have shown they can overcome adversity, and now they must show that they can also handle success.
You know, all the talk, that comes with winning, and, you know, nobody's against that. I'm not poo-pooing that by any stretch. But for the people that have to compete, you know, you need to keep be mindful of what's really important, and that's a trick. And we've been down that road before. It gets a little trickier the more success you have. So how well can you focus on what really is important? And the only thing really important right now to us is playing Maryland.
The off week allowed the Hawkeyes to heal a bit, but Ferentz expects running back Jordan Canzeri and tackle Ike Butker to miss Saturday's game. LaShawn Daniels has been bothered by an ankle injury suffered in a Week 2 win at Iowa State. Maryland is 2-5 after a 31-30 loss to Penn State. The game against Penn State was the first for interim coach Mike Loxley, who took over after Randy Edsall was fired after a loss to Ohio State. We'll have that game for you Saturday, 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff in Iowa City. In the longest World Series game one ever, the Kansas City Royals outlasted the New York Mets 5-4 in 14 innings last night to gain the early edge in the 111th Fall Classic. Eric Hosmer hit a sacrifice fly that scored Alcides Escobar from third base to end it and give the Royals a 1-0 lead in the best of seven series. The game took 5 hours and 9 minutes. The game had a lot of drama. The real hero was Alex Gordon as he belted a bottom-of-the-ninth home run off Mets closer Jurys Familia with one out to tie the ballgame and send it into extra frames. Game two is tonight. Jacob deGrom throws for the Mets. Johnny Cueto gets the bump for the Royals. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.